Blog Talk Radio.
Find you and take it slowly, ready or not.
times, I ain't telling no lies, I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies, I just
5, 4, 3, 2, that's how I got to you. That money, my dreams come true. My life in diamonds. Who knew?
Turn 7 to a 14, 14 to a whole day. Lord knows it's a cold game. Switched up on you hoes, man. Big body take both lanes. Back seat blowing propane. All black, 5 gold chains. Young rich nigga bossed up on his own, man. My new shit sound like a soul train. Tookie Williams over Coltrane. Eric B by the rope chain. RC, we for show bang. Tiny Lopes and they go crazy. What you know about the dope game? Was you born in the 80s? Did your mama smoke cocaine? Have you ever seen the whole thing? Was you drove to the streets cause you grew up on show change? Fucked up when the dope bash. It remind me when these rappers drop duds and they quote change. At the park with the low fade. I was standing in front of Knicks with my sack for the whole day. Drive-bys, I was road rage. And we park and hop out, learn levels to this whole thing. Old school, play the OJ. Tryna make a slow change. Mama still slaving for a low wage. Tryna double up.
Yeah.
3 or 4 times, I ain't telling no lies. I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies.
I
ain't telling no lies. I just
5, 4, 3, 2. That's how I got to you. That money, my dreams come true. My life in diamonds. Who knew?
Who knew?
Catch what you can't see. I grew up to be who I wanna be, so the more niggas talk, I'ma shine. Might have been way before it's time. Posted with my back against the wall. Life is a bitch, but she mine. The rag 6-2, yeah, it's mine. The west side 2, yeah, it's mine. What you know about? Your poster on the wall at the dealership. Leaving the bed, legs trembling. Getting banged on for your penalty. What you know about? Your response be the reason you exist. Lucky I ain't get caught up in the twist. Young nigga, blue pager on my hip, so as the champagne spill and the car accelerate and the feet gon' cry, I'll be going to the bank at least 3-4 times. Get handshakes from the branch managers. We keep doing fly shit when the cameras cut.
Double up,
yeah.
3 or 4 times, I ain't telling no lies, I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies, I just
yeah.
I ain't telling no lies, I just
5, 4, 3, 2. That's how I got to you. That money, my dreams come true. My life in diamonds. Who knew?
Who knew?
I leave it behind.
Uh-oh, you know what that means. Yep, you guessed it. It's a drip to mic day. The author Hezian got his love going up on a Tuesday like it's a Friday. Two literary prodigies, these scholars be so talented they can write a novel about water and still entertain a nice tray. No filters tonight, they might say bright day-inducing diatribes that could make a life change. Man, if you ain't gang-gang and don't hang with the author's lounge on Tuesday, you might want to rearrange how you prioritize things. This is family, man. The author's lounge, maintained by overstanding what's understood so the unnecessary doesn't have to be explained. The pilot and co-pilot flying this plane, entertains by unleashing verbal positive cargo as if it's carried by a train nonstop through your earlobes all the way in until it reaches the creative portion of your brain. Drip the mic is going to the top, high like we just copped a whole pound of the best strain, conducting top interviews and use our platform to help those who choose to network and idea exchange. This is 2 hours of insane vibes. The Archer's Lounge goes live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central and 7 p.m. Eastern. Guess what? We can be heard worldwide. You know, I sit back like watching Hezzy quarterback like he come with the content and the God is love catches the ball like running it up the side. Drip the Mic presents the Author's Lounge. Stick around so we can drop that sound that up until inception, you and others have been denied. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear those hands collide. And please help myself and the Drip the Mic Network welcome the Author's Lounge with your host, the author Hezzy, and co-host, God is Love in the building. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome to the Author's Lounge. This is Author Hezzy. And it's presented to you by Drip to Mic. You can call in 646-378-0355. Press 1 to speak. And we have a great show for you all tonight. I mean, we have a great show. Too bad my co-host is one of the sidelines tonight. But it's going to be okay. We're going to get things done tonight. But first, before we get anything started, I want to introduce this author. She is ecstatic. She is just a bomb. She's putting out books left and right. But not only that, she's a publisher, she's an editor, and so much more. And I've known her for a couple of years now because we're on each other's Facebook page, and she has no filter. For real. And I just be rolling at some of her posts. And, you know, I'd be like, man, I wish I could say some of the stuff she says. But I'm just so happy to have the chocolate goddess, Mrs. Obsessions, in the building. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, just doing me. See, yeah. trying to eat.
You are hilarious.
So before we get started, let the world know a little bit about what you do and a little bit of background on who you are.
Okay. I write erotica. I write romance. I write drama. I write poetry. I started off as a poet. I have about 15 books on Amazon. I'm like photographer, I'm an artist, I paint, I'm real creative. As you say, I have no filter. Say, you think I'm that bad?
You're
I ain't
bad.
That bad.
I mean, like, you know, you don't have no filter.
I ain't that bad. I mean,
and I'll be like, man, I wish I could say the things she say because she ain't got no filter.
You can't.
Well, but, you know, I'm I don't know. It'd be a hell on my page. I say some of that. So they're going, who is he? No.
Right,
so.
Mm-hmm. Who is that? Yeah, I'm from Chicago, born and raised. Probably hear a little Southern tang in my voice.
You from Iraq? Not this Flango.
Hell, you got jokes.
I'm just saying.
So what's up? Thank you for having me on your show.
I'm glad to have you on my show, but we're going to talk about a lot. Well, we ain't going to talk about too much. I ain't going to hold you too long,
okay.
But we're going to talk. We're going to talk. So.
Okay, let's chat.
I'm like, let's do this. Hey, don't start with me now, because I'm a cheddar. I told my co-host, since she's not going to be here, I'm going to keep it cordial. No flirting, no nothing. I'm going to keep it professional. So.
Okay.
So tell me, what inspired you to start to want to be an author and stuff like that? What made you go down that path?
Well, to be honest, right, like, I'm a poet to the day I die. I never thought that I can write a story. I never saw that in myself. And so another author challenged me, and I don't like to be challenged. So she was like, if you can write poetry, you can write a story, write one chapter. Does anything you come up with, right? So I wrote that one chapter, and it was a wrap. I fell in love with it. She was like, this is good. This is real good. So, that's that. I was like, she's challenging me? What? Okay.
So with that first chapter, what was the name of that book?
It's called Climatic Succession. You ever heard of the... it's called 6 degrees of separation.
Yes.
You ever heard of that theory? Right.
Yes.
Okay, so that's what that book is about. That 6 individuals, they're all connected through secrets and trauma and all this, and they don't know. It's like when one of their skeletons fill out the closet, it pulls the rest of their skeletons out with it. And so it's a mess.
I like that. I like shit like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why it's called climatic succession, because once the ball get rolling, it just keep going and going and going, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It never stops the drama, you know. Oh yeah.
So out of your 16 books, is that your baby? The first one?
Yeah. I would say that means the most to me, because a lot happened while writing that book. When I decided to continue on with that book, my computer crashed, and then my apartment flooded, and then, like, I want to say maybe 3 weeks later, I lost my son. And
wow.
So, yeah, I just, like, laid in the bed, and it was with those early iPhones, like, those really small box-like shaped iPhones, like, and I just wrote the remainder of that book on my phone and part two.
You know what's so funny?
What?
I actually wrote my book that is now a film now, The Player, on my phone.
See? That's what's up. That's where it's at. That's where it's at.
Because you got to do what you got to do, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So, upon you writing this first book, how did you go about getting it published and deciding that's what you want to do career-wise instead of poetry? Because if we know it or not, poetry and being an author goes hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, with poetry, I do have poetry books. But I used to do spoken word back in the day. And when I was younger, in like elementary school, I used to travel to poetry competitions. Even in high school, I used to compete. Yeah, so poetry has been a big part of my life. But with writing, I was like, okay, let me, with that first book, I was like, let me get a publisher. So I shouldn't have did that. That whole thing was a mess. but yeah, that's how the first and the second book, Climatic Sessions 1 and 2, they were under a publisher. Yeah.
And it's funny, it's like our careers are the same way, because it's like, me and you both, it's like, man, I shouldn't even got no publisher. You know what I mean? Because it's like,
yeah,
they don't really have your best interest.
I mean, as a
publisher, you need to think not like you have written a book, but as you, as the business person. You know what I mean? Most publishers are like, well, I want it this way, and I want, no, you're not getting it that way. You didn't write it.
Yeah, a lot of them want a lot of control, but, I mean, this is my thing. If you have a formula, like if you always drop a bestseller, if you are getting 30, 40, 50K royalty checks every month, I'm going to listen to everything that you tell me to do.
Mm-hmm.
I just say, but, you know, if you just a control freak and just want to run something, then, and that was my case. I'm not going to say really I shouldn't have went with a publisher. I blame myself. I'm being accountable. I should have did more research on this person.
Yeah.
I should have made a better choice. So I'm not going to put it all on him.
I mean, don't get me wrong. My first publisher, he was the bomb. I mean, the book was well written. But he ain't want me to shine. He wanted to shine. he wanted to shine, not me. So I'm like, I ain't getting no marketing, promotes, and nothing. So listening to you, it's like, wow, people do go through the same thing. Now, what made you become a publisher? Because I see that you do some of the same services and stuff. I'm nosy.
Well, I'm not a publisher yet. I do plan on starting a publishing company, but, you know, so many people, like, I love to help people. Because the worst thing for me in this industry when I started was asking people questions, and they were like, no. Once they made it to a certain status, they didn't want to help. I mean, whatever I know to do and what not to do, I am going to tell you. You know,
But
it got to the point where people started to use me. Okay. And then it got to the point where, like, when I'd be helping guys, say girls were inboxing me, you know, how you know him and all this other extra shit. And I'm like, this man just asked me, he said he want to write a book. That's it, lady. Like, I do not have that type of spirit. Like, I'm not into taking women in and all that stuff. That ain't me. You know,
well, they come in my inbox talking about
the help.
They come in my inbox talking about some guidance, and I'm married and all this. I need some help writing a book. Then they be talking about, well, how is your day going? Uh-oh, nope. We're not going there.
Right.
I was like, uh-oh, you asking the wrong question. You're supposed to be asking about a book, not how my day going.
Exactly. Oh man, I had one dude. Yeah, we could discuss all that. I want to do my mom's book. I want to do, she has a book of poems and everything and all this stuff. I'm like, okay, cool. Maybe we can discuss it over dinner. What do we need to discuss this over dinner for? Like, no, you're playing. So that's why I decided, like, you know, to start charging for helping people, because it's like, y'all doing too much. Now you coming to me for every little thing, but you not supporting no session. You don't share no posts. You ain't downloading nothing. You ain't doing nothing.
And
but
I was
steady helping you.
I was reading something on your page the other day, and you was talking about the industry. And I think you've been in this game longer than I have, but I've known how this industry is, and they get in these little cliques. And I'm sorry, I'm just not a clique rider. I like to go solo and do my own little thing, you know. I'm just weird like that. But I've noticed how they click up, and then they be like, if you are not, what, Sister Soldier or something like that, like your books are not good enough. I mean, your book could be better than Sister Soldier's, you know what I mean? But you won't know because they're going to, you know how they do. So tell me, how do you get your books out there, even though the industry is like that? And I hear you talk about it all the time.
Like, I'm very social. It's crazy. I'm an introvert, but I'm very social. Like, I have promo material all the time. I can be in Jewels, and I see somebody, hey, I'll pitch my book, whatever, whatever. I've had some setbacks, like, you know, here in Chicago, these young women out here, honey. I've been fucked out plenty of times pitching my book. Like, school is out. I don't read. Okay, ma'am, I'm sorry. You know, or like with my erotica book, they'll hit me with something like, is it like 50 Shades of Grey? 50 Shades of Grey? That bitch ain't did nothing in that book. I did some of the things in my book. So, no, it's not like 50 Shades of Grey.
Hell no, my shit was in 50 Shades of Grey.
I actually used some of the devices in my book. I actually did some of the positions in my book. I actually been with some of the men in my book. So, no, it's
Me
not
too.
Like 50 Shades of Grey.
You don't
want to
read
so,
mine.
You know, I was kind of offended. Like, really?
Mm-mm.
That is child's play compared to my book. Don't, no, it's not like 50 Shades. But, you know, a lot of people find African-American erotica vulgar. They find it too provocative. They find it, you know... Like,
you,
a lot of people are just like, oh, that's too much.
No, but you got to make it. You know what I'm saying? When I did my first erotic book, it's nasty, but it's sexy at the same time.
Right.
Because I put the passion in it. I didn't just get down to the get down. I made it, you have to work your passion into it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking, these two minds are thinking at the same time. I was helping this girl about, she's like, how did you write it? I'm like, because some got it. It's just, you got to be passionate about it. It's two minds thinking together. You got to actually think about what the woman is thinking about and what the man is thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people hate writing, like, sex scenes and everything. So erotica is not for everybody.
Yeah.
It's not.
So how did your family perceive you becoming an author and then writing an erotica book?
How did they what?
And how did your family perceive you as becoming an author and then you writing erotica, romance, you know, different kinds of, you know, sexy books?
They really didn't have a reaction because I guess they always knew I'd be a writer.
Okay.
My auntie has read every single book I've ever written. And she loves them all. I mean, nobody has said, oh, my God, what is she writing? Like, no. I haven't gotten that reaction.
Well, I'm definitely going to have to get one
now
of those.
Now, from coworkers and stuff like that, yeah, I've gotten that reaction. Because they like, I can't imagine you. Because, see, they don't know me outside of work.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. You have no idea. I'm a totally different person. You just don't know. So,
oh, yeah. You are undercover. Never behave. I will go ahead, behave.
Look at you.
I'm going to behave tonight.
Your ass can't help yourself.
I know it. I can't.
You know what, though?
What's that?
You know what?
What's that?
I used to do, I don't know if you were on my page when I was doing this, but I used to do Obsession After Dark.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, we used to get nasty on that much.
Damn, we need to start this back up.
Yes, it used to be on my page. Everybody's like, why don't you do a blog talk or something? I'm like, I don't know. I would need a co-host or something. Maybe have different co-hosts every now and then. But, yeah, we'll do Obsession After Dark. And the things we talk about, the pictures we posted, I'm so surprised my page didn't get reported.
No, I wasn't on that page. And I, Lord, I would have been.
Yes. Actually, somebody asked me about what happened to it because I used to do it on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I used to do it on Saturday night, Obsession After Dark, yes.
So what do you have to say to a new author who's an African-American woman and that wants to get into writing? What would you tell her?
Oh, man, it wouldn't be just one thing. First of all, don't get sucked in into a race in this industry because it's easy to get in a race. Who can drop how many books every month or whatever? Don't get in that race because it will drive yourself crazy. Don't watch what nobody else doing. Stay in your course. Stay in your lane. Do what you do. Don't get in these cliques. English 101, because these editors will rip you to shreds. So,
yes, they will.
They will rip your ass to shreds with no mercy. Okay,
I know
one of them.
My book.
She's my homegirl.
I know because I got my book.
Listen,
back.
I love her to death, baby, and she do not play no fucking games. She will hurt your whole soul. Okay, she don't care.
Girl, because I got
yeah,
my book back.
And
the last word was misspelled of the book, and that was the most important word.
Mm.
Yeah, I wasn't happy at all.
Yeah, so I'll have a whole list, and I have a list of people they shouldn't work with because they're going to get scammed. I have so much for them.
What is your plans for the next? I ain't gonna say 5 years. Who knows what we're gonna be doing the next 5 years? For the next couple of years, what are you planning on doing?
Because
I see you just graduated college.
Yes, I just graduated with my degree in early childhood education leadership. I'm trying to get into this master's program that starts in October. It will be for clinical mental health counseling. My calling in life is to, I really believe my purpose on this earth is to be a healer and to be a nurturer and to be an advocate.
I need some nurturing.
Yeah.
Not okay.
What?
Go.
You fell in that behavior. You fell in big time. So, yeah, as far as that and, you know, have my publishing company and, you know, just working for myself in the next couple of years, working for myself. This book that I'm writing, I'm telling you, is something else. It's something else. I just need a cover for it. I got 4 more chapters to write. It's a novella.
Okay.
Congratulations.
You always say that word, novella. What's a novella?
Tell me what a novella is.
It's right under a novel. You know, a novel is 50K plus.
I know.
Novella is around, yeah, novella's like between 30 and 40K. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, and then under novella, you got novelette. And then under novelette, you got short stories.
Mm-hmm.
Under short story, you got flash fiction. So, yeah.
Okay,
so
I got a little lesson
today. Yep. Novella. I really feel like this book is going to make some noise because, you know, what it's about. It's about a married couple.
Okay.
They are both having an affair. They're cheating on each other. But what they don't know is that they are sleeping with the same person.
Okay now. Ooh.
So you got to see everything that goes with that, how that goes. You know, I need to write these 4 chapters and get a cover and get the promoting, marketing. It's probably going to drop next year because I want to do it right. I want to do a big for this. I do.
That sounds awesome. See, I need to read one of your books.
Yeah. You should read, since we both do erotica, you should read the 2 books I got so far in my Nasty, Naughty, and Nice series.
Mm-hmm. How about we do this? We'll trade. I send you one, you send me one.
Okay.
We'll do an even swap. Okay.
Yeah, I'm down for that. Cool.
So, I'm not going to question you as to death.
What?
I have another question. Now.
Okay.
How was your experience graduating college and knowing you were still writing at the same time? Could you juggle the two, or did you stop writing, or did you just steadily focus on college?
I was mostly focused on school because I'm like, listen, I'm going to do it big. I was on dean list, honor roll. I'm graduating with honors. The official graduation is October 29th. So, yeah. I mean, I chopped away at the story because when I started school, all I had was a prologue.
Wow.
So I've been chopping away at the story. Since I haven't been consistently writing, I've been struggling to get in the groove. That's why it's taking me so long for a damn novella.
That is okay because when you take your time and be patient, that's when it'll all come to you at one time. And then when it hits you, you can be like, okay, I'm going to do this, boom, boom, boom. Then you got like 3 or 4 books you ready to shoot out.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like sometimes I don't understand these authors, how they can drop like a book every other month. I'm like, dude, it take me. If I drop
some of them
one
drop
book,
every month.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't even have the physical or mental mentality to even read it because after I finish one book, I'm mentally drained because it took a lot out of me.
Yeah, I get drained. I be drained by the time I end my books, too,
because
I put everything in it.
Exactly.
Know? I just don't be writing fluff. I don't write fluff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm so obsessive, and I think another reason why it takes me so long to write something, because I'm so obsessive. Like, I will not move on to the next chapter if I'm not satisfied with the chapter that I'm writing. It has to be perfect to me. For me to move on to the next chapter. A lot of people, they write the whole story and then go back and edit. But I can't do that.
Oh, no, I can't do that. Nope. I will not do that. Because
I got to.
I never write the book unless the story is complete in my head first.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's complete in my head, I can go with it. I'm like, okay, this is how it's going to go. Boom, 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 boom. 2 weeks, I'm done. I didn't wrote the whole book in my head. Do you use paper or do you do computer?
I do both. I do both.
Okay.
Like, I can't tell you how many stories I got split up. And I got to type up some parts and all that. Yeah, I do both.
Okay.
I like notebook better, though.
I seem to write
more and faster when I do it by paper.
Well, can you let the fans out there know, since this is a worldwide show now,
your social media handles, how to, where they can get your books from. And I know you want to
Absolutely.
Do you feel like naming all 16 of them, or do you just want to give them a few and tell them, well, you just look it up, because you know how you is.
Yeah,
I
can name.
Okay. Oh, you'll be good tonight.
Well,
okay.
You can find
me. It ain't after dark yet, right?
You can find me on Instagram at @obsession_thepretty_writer. You can find me on Twitter at @writer_obsession. You can find me on Facebook as @Arthur_Obsession-Williams. Where else am I? I'm on Snapchat, but I can't remember that one. My book, I've written 16 books, but I've only published 15 as far as, like, stories. But I have, like, 3 or 4 poetry books as well. So the stories I have published, I have the Please Me series trilogy, and those books are Pleasure Palace, They Call It King, and Insatiable Peace. Then I have the Love Ain't Shit trilogy. Those books are Crack, Secrets in His Closet, and The Final Lie. Then I have the Climatic Successions duet. Then I have the Before I Lay Me Down to Sleep duet. Then I have Unhooked, a Twisted Love Story. That's a romantic comedy. Then I have my All We Wanted Was Forever duet. What am I missing? I think that's it. And then my poetry books are Verse by Verse, Gifted but Not Person. Oh my God, I have so many, I can't think of them. I'm not going to my Amazon page. But yeah, y'all can find me on Amazon, or you can inbox me on Instagram, Facebook, and I'll drop a link.
Okay.
And that's that.
Oh. So, what final word do you have for the audience out there that wants to be, because you know how many, I bet you go ahead, so many people come in your inbox talking about they want to be authors.
Yes. I just had one today, I ain't lying.
And they don't do nothing.
On Instagram. Nothing. Nothing at all. My thing is, writing has to be, you have to know what writing is to you. Is it a hobby? Is it a passion? Because you're going to have different expectations depending on what it is. So I think a person needs to figure that out first. Because if it's just a hobby, you don't have to worry about half the things that we worry about, because it's actually a passion for me, you know. So, and that's just the truth. So you need to know where you stand with this writing shit before you can go any further. That's what I think. That's just my opinion. And, oh, all of my e-books for the month of August are 99 cents.
Ooh-wee.
Y'all go on Amazon and get those. All of my paperbacks for the month of August are between $10 and $12. They are usually $18 to $20. So y'all might want to get on that. And I also have paperbacks for him. $10.
And I will also after the show, post it in the office lounge so everybody that's on there, they can go there and see where to get your books. For the 99 cents.
Yes.
You know.
Having a book sale this month.
All right. That's congratulations. So is it
anything else you want
to say before you go? You have the floor.
No, I think I said everything.
Well, you did great. When you go back to listen to it, you're gonna be seeing, you're gonna be like, oh, he was making them little slick comments, but I'm gonna keep it at that. But I will have a replay for you tomorrow. I'm so glad you came on the show, because I was talking to my co-host.
Thank you. I'm glad to have you.
She was like, I was giving her the ask her, did she want to come on the show? And I was like, well, I already asked her. She's gonna be on tonight. So
wait, is she on my page too?
Yes, Lashonda Overy.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, she's like, I was about to airbrush.
You know, when you have so many friends, they
mm-hmm.
don't let you see everybody.
No. You know, you got somebody
okay.
that just want to sneak on your page and see what you're doing.
Yeah. Fact.
So. But I'm glad I got to finally get to chat with you. And it's awesome. It's just awesome what you're doing. I want to congratulate you, too, on graduating college because that's a big thing
Thank you.
Nowadays. And that's a big accomplishment, you know. And it's
I
good
mean, you've been doing some. You've been doing some big things out here, though.
I'm trying.
You've been
trying.
Doing some big things. I see you out here.
I'll be trying.
I'll be like you when I grow up.
Oh, we both grown. Let me behave. But, no, for real, though, you know, we all should work together and, you know, stick behind each other, you know, support one another.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to find, like, people don't want to support people. They always want, well, I'm going to get in this click. No, it ain't all about click. It's all about support. And it takes nothing but a click to share somebody's work.
Mhm.
You know what I mean? And
right.
And I see you doing your thing. I see how you be grinding. You know, I just want to congratulate you on that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And that is
Third.
Awesome. Obsession. I'm not going to say the other word behind it because you know.
Mhm.
But I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Truly an honor. And let's sell them books for this one. I got you, girl.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate your support.
You're welcome. Anytime. Thank you for coming on the show. Yeah, hey, stick
All
around.
Right.
We got some more things going on the show. Sneak peeks and all that. Yes. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We got two songs coming up and a sneak peek at a super intro.
Your nigga be hitting my phone. Right here, he run a balloon. If I answer for him, I'm wrong. Daddy stay blowing it strong. He wanna do it all night. He wanna do it all night long. He wanna do it all night. He wanna do it all night long. Your nigga be calling my phone. Right here, he run a balloon. If I answer for him, I'm wrong. Daddy stay blowing it strong. He wanna do it all night. He wanna do it all night long. He wanna do it all night. He wanna do it all night long. Look, sis, bitch, your man. He got hella bent, make me fall quicksand, drown back at it again. Kryptonite, he might get this tonight. Pack tight, take flight, bonnet, rat right. Choker on the neck, he might get my respect. I might bust right now, the pussy's so damn wet. Better come get him now, cause I ain't done yet. Sis finna break a sweat. Finna get a check, if he hitting my phone. Right here, he run a balloon. If I answer for him, I'm wrong. Daddy stay blowing it strong. He wanna do it all night. He wanna do it all night long. He wanna do it all night. He wanna do it all night long. Your nigga be calling my phone. Right here, he run a balloon. If I answer for him, I'm wrong. Daddy stay blowing it strong. He wanna do it all night. He wanna do it all night long. He wanna do it all night. He wanna do it all night long.
Run that up, Rico.
Uh-huh.
sex. I'm a ghetto princess. I could really put you niggas on. I'm a ghetto princess. I'm a ghetto princess. Nigga, really? No, really, really? I'm a ghetto princess. I'm a ghetto princess. I could really put you niggas on. I'm a ghetto princess. I'm a ghetto princess. Nigga, really? No, really, really? They call me Juicy Wet Cat up in the hood. Cause that little pussy push pounds like it should. Then I bust up on these niggas, big baby jugs. I wish she would, she wish she could, cause like she would. Stacking money right now, the hills is where I'm going. I got a big bet right now, my cop is born. Like where you torn, you hold his horn, that hustle born. I'ma call me, go baby, what you doing? I know a big dog right now, that needs some chewing. See, I'm a ghetto princess, don't know about you and yawn. And I ain't fucking no bitch, I got my own clique. Princess shit, you already know how I get. I'm a ghetto princess. I'm a ghetto princess. I could really put you niggas on. I'm a ghetto princess. I'm a ghetto princess. Nigga, really? No, really, really? I'm a ghetto princess. I'm a ghetto princess. I could really put you niggas on. I'm a ghetto princess. I'm a ghetto princess. Nigga, really? No, really, really?
Hard to run from bad habits. You walking on the front line. I don't trust a soul, nigga. You got one time. Tech 999. Made man dropping dimes. Pussy niggas pick his side. I just took his bitch inside. Switch the vibe. Black mile. Black tie. Teardrop. Da-da-da. Private plane. Jet sky. Still fly with the same guy. I'm the truth. You felt a real lie. Switch up on me. Shit was never wise. I know who in disguise. I got dessert. Plus extra pies. Plus my supper super size and I hustle to the center.
I just arrived, bitch, I just arrived. I've been ready for this shit since 95, 1995, bitch, I just arrived, bitch, I just arrived, bitch, I just arrived, bitch, I just arrived. Surrounded by these eyes, like pocket 95, 1995, 1995, bitch, I just arrived, bitch, I just arrived.
Higher fashion, pull a nigga like a movie casting. Drake putty like a nigga assassin. Dark shades, nigga know I'm paid. Blowing haze, nigga know I'm played. Getting money, look at what I raised. L nigga still catch a fade. I'm a jiggy nigga, hoes getting slayed. Painting pictures, yeah, we alive. Star nigga says 9-5.
Star nigga says. Star nigga says 9-5. Star nigga says. Star nigga says 9-5. Star nigga says. Star nigga says 9-5. Star nigga says. Star nigga says 9-5. Star nigga says.
Look who just arrived. Bitch, I just arrived. I'm finna terrorize. Prepared to paralyze, I victimized, mission stay alive, don't you get too tired, cook y'all niggas fried, bitch no bigger soul, I'm so high I'm sober, man my flow bipolar, you say it cold I'm cold, fuck it, cold shoulder, get rolled up, ran over, old school like Harlem Glover, just know my game ain't over, game ain't over.
Get a hold of yourself, nigga feel me, I put a hole in yourself, I'ma make that stick. I go hard like cocaine or a brick. You can't fuck with me. I go against your hardest shit.
Look who just arrived. Bitch, I just arrived. I've been ready for this shit since 95. 1995. Bitch, I just arrived. Bitch, I just arrived. Bitch, I just arrived. Bitch, I just arrived. Surrounded by these eyes. Like pocket 95. 1995. Bitch, I just arrived. Bitch, I just arrived.
yo, this that vibe right here. We finna introduce the track to the movie Player. I go by the name of Aziz, the pulmonologist. I'm just here to quarterback you through this venture. I'm going to introduce some of the most phenomenal artists on the planet. Like, when you have scoured every corner of the globe in effort to get a hold of a group of artists in mold and ready to unload like a verbal paintbrush attacking earlobes with the goal of creating the ultimate listener with a proverbial sculpture. FICO score hitting 800 as we are more than just entertainment. We never miss a payment when it comes to our contribution to the culture. The vibe of the following tracks attracts us like a carcass to vultures. Our emotions are copywritten and protected like endangered wildlife for all you literary poachers. If I put it in gist, we carefully chose to enlist artists with flavor so rich that it has to be mixed with some of our dopest shit. The perfect gift. And if you can hear this, your mix should already be on the Player movie soundtrack. It's filled with hits. Poetic speech, true story, ain't no maybes, ands, or ifs. No need to spite this because it's coming straight from the lips of the voice that gives you that question. Can you make this mic drip? Drip. Drip. But you have to excuse what you may view as a small ego trip. It's more of a simple uplift, prideful quip. Opportunity is a gift if you're already well equipped. Tongue fit, lungs gripped to the inner me and filled to the tip with that element that opens a path to allow for cohesive delivery. Artists, they are contributing energy to make history. They offer social media. They on the scene to negate and misconstrue mystery. So always remember me. I be Mr. Yo, soothing situation. His cadence comes clean and serene like a attic in rehab and a swag that's on stream like freshwater rivers be. I say loyalty is dead, but they say the same about chivalry. Running shit since 93 like I was married to Hillary and my pores reach the wordplay like I've been getting drunk at the encyclopedia distillery. Yo, let that breathe, yo. I said, my pores reeks of wordplay like I've been getting drunk at the encyclopedia distillery. Let that breathe again. And while you do that, please allow me to introduce the troops. First, we have the incredible Mr. Tommy Fleshman is in the building. We also have the super duper poet who goes by the name of Say That. We have the incomparable Mr. Alan Brown. Lexi Pat, she brings that heat. And we have, yo, we got the beautiful subliminal. And this is this title, this is one of my favorites, the Notorious CBR, y'all. We got KS Harvey in the building. And the one that's bringing the light to all of this and shining, that's why we call him Son of ATL. Check this out, man. This is the soundtrack to the movie Player 2021, brought to you by Drip, the Mic Network.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome back to the Office Lounge, presented to you by Drip the Mic, 646-378-0355. And y'all just had a couple of tracks and the introduction to the soundtrack of the Player. Didn't even know that was happening tonight. This next guest is from VA. She's a hip-hop artist, actor, whatever she does. And she is a grinder, y'all.
Can y'all hear me?
Yep, we hear you.
Okay. Well, hey, how everybody doing? It's Lexi. Hello, hello.
What's up? How are you tonight?
I'm doing good, trying to get myself ready for a little date.
Oh, okay, a little date. Okay, that's what's up. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us a little bio.
Okay, well, I'm 26. I'm from Baltimore City. I live in VA right now. I've been doing music for, like, the last 3.5-4 years is when I actually, like, released music. My passion for it is, you know, everything. I love hip-hop culture. Ever since I was young, I was the little kid in the backseat knowing every song, so I just knew that was something I always wanted to do. I write poetry. You know, I cook. I went to school for cooking, so I got my passion for that. So I just do a few of different things. I got a jack of all trades, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I used to even throw little strip parties here locally and stuff. So I dibble and dabble in events, all types of little things.
Okay, okay. Well, I'm going to let my co-host take over so I can get you a little surprise ready.
Okay. Okay, what's your surprise?
I'm not telling you yet.
See?
Ho-ho.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you could attend tonight. Thank you for showing up.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, I had some mommy duties, but I'm here.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I feel
you.
Got
to do what you got to do. I'm going to let you take over for a second because I'm about to call somebody real quick. And then I'll be back.
I'm going to be surprised, too, because I don't know what he's doing. He keeps me in the dark, too, sometimes.
You know, we got to do what we got to do sometimes.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. Okay, so where did we leave off?
I guess we were just talking about a little bit about, you know, what I do, a little quick bio real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said something about a surprise, so I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know
what he got.
All right, well, tell us, while we're waiting on him, tell us what you got going on and what you have coming up in the near future.
Okay, so I have my EP, Ghetto Princess, that I had released about 4 months ago. So I've been pushing that here locally in Virginia. So I'm looking to expand that. It's a 5-song EP. I did a video to it called Juicy Wet Cat. So that's something for the ladies, you know what I mean? It's provocative. So it's for the ladies that like to turn up. And then I'm working on my next project. So I'm actually doing my visuals and stuff for that now. So I'm just trying to finish one project, and I'm already kind of starting on the next one so I don't be stagnant. That was always been my biggest thing, is trying to, you know, stay consistent. So right now I'm trying to be consistent as possible and stay on top of everything.
Where can the ladies watch this video?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Where can we watch this video?
Oh, it is definitely on YouTube. My channel is Lexipad TV, or you can go to This Is Graphic or Ryan Burks. I have some other videos on there. And, I have, like, about 3 or 4 videos. I did some video appearances for some people as well.
Mm-hmm. So what got you into singing professionally?
You said what made me what?
What got you into singing professionally? How did you get your first gig? Like, how did that come about?
Well, it really was locally. I had some help with some people. They, I guess they seen my potential, and we got in the studio. Next thing you know, 3 or 4 songs later, I was on stage. So they kind of threw me out there real fast with no experience. So I'm still learning day by day when it comes to getting on stage.
Right.
Building that craft is endless.
So are you one of the artists on the soundtrack for The Player?
I believe so. I sent in a track. I'm not sure which one they actually selected. So I'm waiting to figure out which one.
She just joined in, like, late, but both her songs were just played before she was here. Worldwide.
Okay, so just throw me under the bus.
And her name was just mentioned on the intro to the soundtrack.
Okay, I feel it. I feel it.
I believe.
Sorry.
You good? You good? Actually, I was late.
Oh, for real? See how? Hey, listen to mom.
You're supposed to be on to 8, you know, so. This is just filling in the blank. I just wanted to get a preview of the soundtrack out in the intro. So, you know, you know.
I got to make sure I go back and listen to that.
Oh, yeah. It's dope. Dope from a dope. So, continue on, co-host. I'm just waiting for my moment.
Oh, I thought you was ready for a surprise or something because you came in.
It's coming.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's a few minutes.
Oh, okay. So, being a professional singer, have you? All right, this is a fangirl question. Have you ran across anybody like famous?
Well, yes, I have. I came across a few celebrities actually. See, even here locally in the next towns and stuff like that, they always have, like, major artists that come at least, like, 7 or 8 times a year. So one of the closest encounters that I had was with Remy Ma. I actually got to get on actual stage with her, and I was with the DJ. I was standing right behind her the whole time she performed, and she even spoke to me. So that was definitely a highlight for me. Like, that was, like, the first interaction that I've actually had with a celebrity and actually being able to speak to them.
Wow. Who was your inspiration in singing? What motivates you to sing as well?
Well, I do a little singing, but I mainly rap. I would say between Biggie.
You already know.
Yeah, definitely Biggie. Singing wise, I'm going to say Alicia Keys. She definitely has, she just has a different voice to me. You know what I mean? She's not really like a high vocalist like Whitney Houston and stuff like that, but she always been able to, you know, maintain, and I like the type of music that she always promoted.
Right. So you are a rapper, so you already know you on the mic. I said you are on Drip the Mic, so
you already know
you gonna have to drip this mic with some bars.
What? Y'all want me to rap?
Yeah. You say you like singing, but rapping is really your thing now. This is Drip the Mic. Now you gotta make the mic drip.
Okay.
Let's hear it, girl. I know you got some fire shit.
All right, guys. You and your flimsy, roughing with the grizzly. Panty stay pissy, I annihilate plenty. Told you once before. Mm-hmm. Bitch, I bomb your cord. Now get all on fours. Now get back to your chores. Damn, you ain't Rapunzel. Your jaw need a muzzle. Oh. Y'all caught me off guard a little bit. But y'all got me ready to go in a little bit.
But I don't even have flow. I'm getting fire,
yo.
I'm getting a New York vibe right there.
Yeah, y'all called me off, girl. I should have been a little bit more prepared for that, but yeah, I said a little something, get you hype a little bit.
Right? That was pretty dope. That was dope. I was feeling that flow. It was giving me, you know, New York City vibes, like, you know.
Yeah, I'm from Baltimore, so we fluctuate with that. Yeah, so we fluctuate with that sound a little bit.
All right, I'm from Philly, so, you know, I know that sound.
Oh, yeah, because Philly, you know, that's like Twin City damn near. It looks just alike.
Yep. Wow. That was pretty dope. What you got, bro?
I'm just chilling. You, hey, you lead the way, girl. I'm following your lead now. I'm just waiting on Mom.
You waiting on who?
I'm just waiting on Mom. That's all you need to know.
Uh-oh.
So what's the surprise? You still never said what the surprise was.
I can't tell you. It ain't going to be no surprise no more.
You know you cannot tell a woman that you got a surprise for her.
I know. Women hate women.
Right.
Hate
I feel like I'm about to get married or something. You about to get married.
You
have to propose to me.
You know what's going on? You can have us waiting after you said you had a surprise.
Right, you got me looking out my door like a sweet state.
It was just something she asked, like when I asked her to interview, she said she was interested in doing. So I'm going to give her the direct link and the direct networking with this person to get her started.
Listen.
Okay.
Bro always coming through with the connect, yo.
Okay. I need the plug.
Ain't nothing like having somebody with the connects. Didn't I just say that earlier, though? I said, yo, you got all the connects. You're always helping people.
Mm-hmm.
That's good, though.
Yes. The blessing.
I don't usually blame nobody to her because I'm selfish with her. So for me to do this, this is like, okay, you know, I'm putting faith in her because I know she's a grinder. So
okay, y'all here smiling.
And you said her name is Ma. I think I know.
Well, you're gonna find out when I announce the accolades and what she do and all this.
I am anxious.
Yes. So Lexi, what do you see yourself in the next 3 years? What do you want to be doing?
Oh, I definitely want to be on TV, but I definitely would love to be on all platforms. I want to be on all platforms, just like, you know, a Meg or a Cardi, if that's possible. If not, you know, I would even settle for streaming with high numbers and getting paid for my craft. I would love that as well. But if that's not possible, TV, definitely.
Yeah. TV's not a long time. That's easy to do.
Yeah, because, like, I used to watch, like, stuff like the Bad Girls Club when I was young and, like all the little MTV shows and Love and Hip Hop. I used to be like, oh, I want to be on one of them shows. I was like, I wish she would try me like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you want to be on all the reality shows. Like, I'm the real bitch that'll be on the show because I'm for real, capping.
I want to be, like, more so, because I'm real down to earth, but I'm real as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I would like to call people out on their bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of them reality shows, like, they sit there and they be all cute in each other's faces and stuff, but there's nobody that ever be like, girl, you know you said that about her. And we can all address that when we in the same room.
It's scripted.
Well, yeah, it is scripted. It is scripted, but for the most part, it can only be with so much scripting. That's why I don't think I could do that on those shows.
Yep.
You said which one?
Any one of those reality shows, because
you got to get in and get out. You got to get your platform, get yourself established, and then you got to grow from there. You can't stay right there. You got to grow.
Right, absolutely. One of the people that did go on a reality show and just, like, really blew up was Cardi B.
And they actually turned down Meg Thee Stallion. Before they interviewed Meg Thee Stallion to get on there, and they turned her down, and she ended up blowing up, too.
Right. Can I interrupt y'all one bit?
Sure.
Okay. We have 41 award-winning director, screenwriter, actor, supporting actor, and the director of Vengeance Is Mine, and her newest director, the player in the building, Miss Andre Harris.
Yes.
Hello, everybody.
I knew it. Yes.
Hello.
Oh, this is a good one. This is a plug for me too, though, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I'm selfish with Ma. He is very, let me just tell y'all, he is so selfish, but understand this. I'm very fair, and I just applaud you guys. I heard so many things in the thing, and I kept saying, okay, I got to get on. I'm in pre-production from another movie called Guns Down that I wrote in 1 hour. And
wow.
So the supervising producer is actually en route here, who came out of retirement just to work with me. And so I'm excited. But listen, as Hezekiah, what do you need from me? What y'all got me tonight,
Ma,
for about 15 minutes? What y'all want?
Ma, I have a lady on the line that I've been bugging you about for the past 2 weeks. She wants to be an actor, and you are good with talent, and I know the talent when I see it. And she is near you.
Okay.
She's from Baltimore. She's beautiful. And she's
be
a
grind. More in the house. Okay.
Yes, be more in the house.
And she's a grinder.
Yes, I am.
I can hear you. She's what?
Am.
She's a grinder. She goes hard for what she does.
All right. All right. So,
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I have 60 seconds. Tell me something in 60 seconds.
Uh-oh. It's on you, Lexi.
You said do what?
Tell us
something. Tell me what I need to know in 60 seconds or less.
Okay, well, you know, I'm just like, you know, any other female in this male-dominated world, you know, I've been getting doors shut in my face left and right, so I would love for somebody to recognize, you know, that I do have a talent and help me build my platform. I've been doing everything really, like, at least 95% on my own, so I do come with my grind, and I'm a Capricorn, I'm headstrong, I'm loyal. And I'm just ready. I'm determined and prepared for whatever I do, and I'm just ready.
Okay.
All right.
Yes. Okay. Well, you know, understand this. My motto is I don't wait, I create.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't get 47 awards overnight throughout the film festivals, but what I got the awards from was every movie that I penned. Every movie that I penned, I was 54. I'm forever 25. Don't ever forget it. I'll be 58 this year. By the time I said I was going to write three movies before I turned 55, I wrote three movies and filmed three movies before I turned 55. And
okay.
They were short films. And the person that I had at that time, he was good for me at that moment. I didn't like two of the movies I didn't like. So I didn't put them out there. I'll be refilming them, and I'll probably cast you in one of them. I'll be refilming them and with another cinematographer. But they have won awards, and I'm talking about crazy awards. And the one that I did for 10 minutes, it won in 1 week. It won 9 awards. In the second week, it won 8 awards, and I'm still waiting. And won a couple awards in L.A. So now in September, I'll be waiting for an award that was submitted last year for this 10-minute movie, and a 19-year-old girl shot that, and it just went out of the box. So I don't wait. I'm an actress. I love acting, but my first passion, I had to remember, was writing. I wrote our children, and when I was in sixth grade, we wrote our school song. School didn't have a song, so we wrote the school song in our sixth grade class. I was writing all the skits for the class, but all those things I forgot, and then I went into pastoring for many, many, many years, and all of a sudden my desire, I was in a bad place, and my desire was like, go back to what gave me shoulder. What gave me shoulder was writing. So I was in a wheelchair for a while, and I wrote a book, and then I wrote a stage play that toured. It was doing really, really well. And I acted in 2015 for the first time when somebody could not be in the play, and it was too late for me to recast. So I did my acting debut in 2015 as a lead in my own stage play. And then in 2016, I developed a new character because we did a part two. And the guy and the woman that were they just had it going on in this first play. Well, they got a little cocky. And one thing I don't do is cocky. I can do careful, but I don't do cocky. I can do confident. But I don't get cocky.
Right.
So apparently they must have saw something in me that I must have not seen in my own self. And they started saying that they were demanding things from me that I had not yet tapped into. And I had a person on the set who was going to play one of the sons, and I knew he had an alternative lifestyle. But I was a pastor, and we was having it in my church. So I don't judge people. I love people. They got up and walked out. Well, then at that time, I ended up creating his character in me. So if you look on Facebook for Deacon Alfred Robinson I, that's not a man. That's me. I created him. Now he's getting ready to have his own TV show, and he's opened up for Smokey and a whole lot of other comedians. And he was just a supporting, but he sold the show. So now he has his own manager, which is Andre. I'm just saying all this to tell you that there will be people that will say no to you. There will be people that shut the door in your face. There will be people that you come up with that will make you think for the test or go behind your back and bring somebody else. There will be interviews that you go on. There will be auditions that you know you ace, but then they'll say, you know what, I told somebody else. And I had to deal with all of those things, but I did not give up. Now, I told you I only made my acting debut in 2016. So that's only 5 years ago.
Right.
5 years later, I'm getting ready to come out of 2021 with a big-ass bang. Okay? So not only did I do, and I filmed more movies this year than I filmed in my life. I just got a contract to film a $45,000 movie. I just wrote a grant for a community movie, Guns Down. We won $5,000. BC is paying for that movie.
Okay.
But this is because I believed in me. I didn't wait for somebody to say, you got it. I believed in me. Now, do I take acting classes? Of course. I invest in myself. Denzel does it. Samuel Jackson does it. Vivica, everybody, they invest in themselves. They don't want to make it look like you only knew somebody. That's how you got it.
Well, you believed in me because I wouldn't be where I'm at without this,
you. Oh, you're so sweet.
For real, like,
get
when
on.
I first walked in her building, she was like, yo, God, yeah, she gets on me. I'm the hard-headed son, you know, right?
Yeah, he always say that he's a hard-headed son. You can do it. You just have to be able to know. That's just like me going into a dentist's office and believe I can clean teeth and tell the dentist, give me his patient and let me clean his teeth.
Right.
Just because I feel in my heart that I can do it, but I didn't study. I didn't look up. I wasn't even able to tell the dentist that I knew what a parcel was. I wasn't able to tell him something that I invested in myself for him to believe in me.
Right.
So what the first thing is going to happen, if you come under my wing, let me tell you something. You go nowhere but up. Okay, I don't know what down is because I've already been there. You've already been there. We all on this line have already been there. I met her years ago, but now she's actually working and helping me with my books because I'm good with the acting, but I'm not good with marketing my stuff, my books, and monetizing my stuff. So what did I do? I had to call somebody else.
Right.
Each one teach one, and we also reach one.
Right.
Become one. Do we get along all the time? Oh, no. Will we sit out all the time? Not hardly. I think something wrong with you. But what I will say is if you put your best foot forward, if nobody have your back, I will.
Yep.
But you got to put your best foot forward.
Well, you know, with that being said, now I think I should be able to get my little 60 seconds, too.
The good thing about me is nobody has ever auditioned for any movie I ever put out.
I'm not an actress, though.
But that's okay. You could be the news reporter. You could do what you know how to do.
I want to shoot my shot. They said if you don't shoot your shot, you may not make the basket.
Okay, well, shoot your shot.
So I got to shoot my shot. All right, so here I go. 60 seconds, real quick about me. I'm an Amazon best-selling author 12 times. I have a new book coming out in 2 weeks. I have 5 books in total. I've been on the cover of a magazine. I've also done speaking at Woman Empowerment Engagement Speaking. I've done that. I also own a social media promotion company. I want to turn 2 of my 5 novels into a movie or a short film. And those are my goals. The one that I'm writing now, which I love, love, love this book, I definitely would like to turn that into a movie. And one of my previous books, which is a murder mystery book, I would love to turn that one into a movie as well. Those are my 2 favorites. And I am a widowed wife with four children, three grown, one 11, and one grandson. And I'm an Aquarius and a goddess. That's me.
Now,
that was my spirit.
Now, see, I already see the book becoming a movie now. That's easy. That's a goal that's attainable.
That's a real attainable goal because,
you know, I'm on the phone.
Right, exactly. That's why I had to shoot my shot. The universe gave me the opportunity, and I have to speak on it now. And I also want to put out in the universe that if my book do get picked up for a movie, I would love for Lexi.
Okay, I'm getting jealous now.
Two newbies working together. That's what we need to bring each other up. Two newbies. So yeah, I would like for her to be, you know, one of the characters because I saw her picture and guess what? She reminds
Girl,
me of the
you
character in my
Lexi, I well, already started writing with you in it, honey. Okay.
Listen here, Lexi.
Okay. It's all about timing and connection, and nobody.
Right.
And everybody will tell you, look on my page, anybody that touched anything, they never had to audition for a movie. When I start writing, I see your face already. I never say I don't work with anybody again, but if I ever tell you I will never work with you again, you better believe it. Take it to the bank, deposit it, and sit on it. I don't have understudies because if I write that scene for you, it's going to be very hard for me to find another you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I don't write. Most people, they do understudies. Well, whoop-de-doo, they can do that. I've never had an opportunity. The only time I had to get somebody else is in a play, in a stage play, but never in a movie. Never in a movie. So if I write you in it, and you already cast it for two other movies, for two books coming up. And then guess what, y'all? I just the connection on how. I think I told Hezekiah how to do it. If we can get movies at least 40 minutes long, mm-hmm. I found out how you can go straight through, past the red tape and go straight through Crackle, Tubi, and all of that and get
20%.
What?
Yeah, you don't need no lawyer. You don't need none of that. I got all them connections. I even got my cinematographer to put it in the way so once you play it, like, it looks good on your computer. A lot of people have bad screenings because your movie look good on your computer and it look good on your smart TV. But when you put it in the movie theater, it looks all scrambled. Well, we actually developed the software to make it movie ready now.
Wow.
So we just... So we got y'all. We got you. And whatever it is, you know, just be prepared. We work so we make dreams come true. That's what we like to see, your dreams come true. I ain't trying to hit you upside your head. Hezekiah can tell you his movie was not over $6,000, his short film. Okay. But now this is what I want y'all to do, in case you want to think I'm playing with you. This is what I want y'all to do. Call around and ask everybody how much it's going to cost to do a 15-minute short film. And y'all call me back with the price. And if you find one cheaper than mine, which you won't, then I'm going to end up doubling you. Because I know.
Right.
What I try to do is for real keep our prices where, because I'm for independent filmmakers. I have my own film studio, so you only have to look for location.
Right.
So it's like I try to work out because I know what it's like to be had. I had a big movie last year. I spent $45,000 on my movie, and they ripped me off.
Wow.
So that's when I decided that everything now is black and white. I don't care if you told me you was going to pee in the bucket for 50 cents. It's going on a contract.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
That's my contract reader right there, y'all. And she gets me out of them.
He'd be so excited. I said, well, do you know you're going to be held hostage for all this time? You know, as much as I said, well, do you realize that even when you book something, you got paid now? Where they do that
at? Right. Right.
Because we get excited, and people know that we're excited. We're young. We're ambitious, and they know we have fire. So they want to be a part of that fire, but they don't. The fine print is you can't go nowhere.
Yep.
And then they'll make sure you know that they're not your agent. They're not trying to find you anything. They're just a manager managing your time. So if you go out here and do a lot of work, you still got to pay them regardless.
Now,
you are the CEO of your brand. You are the CEO of you. And this is why we call networking and collaborative connections, because what you can't do, somebody else can. And you barter.
Right.
You say, okay, if you do this, I could do that. I'll give you this if you do that. Well, I don't understand this. I got you on that. This, I want a movie. Well, she got you on that. So this is what it's all about, collaborating collectively.
Right.
And utilizing your circle, utilizing your tribe.
Right.
And once you realize who your real tribe is, then the God of our gods, the God of our universe, the ancestors, and all that, that plays a part in everything. Okay? It will do what they have to do. You have to go. All right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So let's see.
Yes, ma'am.
Look me up. Everybody, y'all can follow me on I Am Andre Harris on Instagram. You can also go and like my page, Andre M. Harris, on, not the actor, that's my regular little page, but Andre M. Harris on Facebook. And Andre Harris Productions. The new flyers and stuff are going out for the new movie coming up. And Lexi, since you're in Baltimore, I'm going to talk to my supervising producer as soon as he pulls up in front of my house. And I want him to give you an opportunity on this set. Have you ever been on a movie set before?
I kind of have, but it's really been, like, behind the scenes, not, like, actually in anything.
Okay. So what were you doing behind the scenes?
Just looking.
Mom, she made a music video. She made a music video.
Okay, and music videos, plenty of those.
Okay, good. So you've been on the set before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just did. They did some music videos. Yeah, don't shoot yourself down. And I need you to learn how to do
like,
acting resume.
Sorry, what did you say? I can't hear you.
No, I'm gonna get you together and do an acting resume. I'm gonna send you three coaches that I work with personally.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys watch Tyler Perry The Oval.
Yes.
Okay. Does anybody ever seen the girl Priscilla that works in the kitchen and married to Sam?
Yes.
Okay, well, I played Priscilla's mother in the movie Lola, and you can watch that on Tubi TV, and it's free.
Okay.
It's a female boxing movie. And I also played her mother in Lola Part 2, but she's a dear, dear friend of mine, and she has her own acting academy.
Okay.
Oh, wow. This
okay.
is so old.
I can three-way her right now. And she can be on his line right now, but it better be damn important if I got to call her, okay? So she has a working actors academy. I'm also one of her students. Although I have just as much experience, I am one of her students. I am also Harold Dennis. He is in Chicago. He was my second acting instructor. And when he saw me since 2016, he was my instructor for 6 months. And when he see everything that I'm doing now, he cannot believe it. In fact, I got him casted and flown down to Atlanta a couple of times for movies for friends of mine.
Okay.
So Harold Dennis, you look him up. He has a monologue class that he teaches, and it's like $15 a class. Natasha's class is $349 a year. It's $349 a year, but it's a great. I'm there. I go as how often you want, but it's every day, however you want to do it. You got your assignment that you have to turn in. You got to go on a private Facebook page with her on there. And, yeah, it's wonderful. And it gives you hands-on with people.
Is it
and not
virtual?
Only that, if she had projects. Huh?
Is it virtual?
It's not really virtual. How do you say? You have your assignments. So, say, for instance, if you're in college, and you have your list of assignments you have to do, and you have to turn them in, and then she does some Zoom stuff. Yeah, it is virtual. It is virtual. Then she has some Zoom classes and things like that, but it's online. Everything's online, you're right.
Okay.
You could do that. And Harold Dennis does his in Zoom. This one girl who dreamed of being an actress, she started his classes, and now she's in my fourth movie. I recasted her for the fourth time because she invested in herself. But she deserves it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything
else y'all need from me?
No, Ma, I think you talk long enough. They don't need no more of you tonight.
No, I get all my information from
Ms. Kyle. Oh, man.
You guys have my number. I'm not going to put it out there, but if you DM me, you'll get my private number, okay? Because my son ain't going to give it to me. You can cast a Christmas on that one, honey. Look under the tree, ain't nothing there, okay? But I look forward to us having a collective environment of people that's going to want to see each other win, and we only take each other up.
Yeah.
If I can do anything to help, I will do whatever I can do to help.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mom. Well, thank you. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you for joining us. All right. Bless you guys. I'll say talk to you guys later, okay?
All right. Hi, surprise,
Miss Pat. Okay. Well, I definitely appreciate the surprise. I really do.
Oh, that was a good surprise, too.
Yeah, she came with it all.
Yeah, you know, they say pay it forward, you know. Whenever you get somewhere, you have somebody else get there, you know what I'm saying. Plus, you're from the hometown. They're going to hate me for that, though.
Why you put her on? We got an accent.
Oh, I'm like, okay, whatever. But that's what's up.
Yeah, I just want to say thank y'all so much for giving me the interview and everything.
You're welcome. So I'm going to give you her email. Then you can DM her and then your profile, your photos. And she says she already going to catch you in one of your movies. So you're on.
Yeah, I'm ready for that. I'm going to definitely look into those classes she was talking about.
Upgrading her storybooks.
And I knew she was a surprise. As soon as you said, Ma. I knew it. I was like, oh, I think I know who it is. Wow.
Yeah,
it was.
She did my movie, and it got nominated in London, so shoot. And it's a bomb movie, so yeah.
I'm excited for everyone. Oh my gosh, Lexi, you about to be a star, bro.
Girl, I hope so.
She about to be a star, bro.
Yeah, so I'm so excited. I'm glad my co-host came.
What you say, bro? I didn't hear you.
I'm glad my co-host came.
Yeah, I was saying thank you so much. I said I really appreciate it for the interview and everything.
You're welcome.
So is there any last words you want to leave with?
Yes, if anybody's listening out there in this world, please follow me on Instagram. I am Lexi Pet, and also you can look me up on YouTube at Lexi Pet.
All right. Thank you. And I will be sending you the information as soon as this show is over. It's over with. So how are you doing?
I'm doing great, bro. And I came in a little late, but it's okay because I came in a little late and some jewels was dropped.
Yeah.
And I was catching them left and right, like, you came through tonight, bro.
I try. They don't be believing me, girl. I be saying, all right.
I believe you. I believe you.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you didn't put her all out there and we didn't have a line, now you can talk business.
Of course. Do you want me to speak in Spanish or what? No, I'm just playing.
we got to tell our listeners, too, that you bilingual now. speak a little Spanish for the people.
No mas.
Hezekiah got a new language. He just picked up. He's bilingual now.
You can put that on your resume now. You bilingual.
I know, but when you travel so much, you just pick up little things. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because I heard you earlier today when we were speaking privately, and you were speaking Spanish. I said, wait a minute. Are you speaking Spanish? When did we pick that up?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, wow, he's a great person. I'm glad I came in. I have to say this because I went to my son's DJ. I went to his new school that he's going to for middle school. And let me tell you something about this school here. It is, the name of the school is Olden Harrison Middle School in Greenville. I love this school. I am so, it's overwhelmingly big, number one. And DJ was like, at first, no, I'm not nervous. I'm okay about going to a new school. I'm all right. But then after we was leaving, I said, are you a little nervous? He said, a little bit. It's really big. I said, yeah, it's a big school. However, I think you'll excel in this environment. The reason why I love this school so much, because the school's motto is what made me choose the school anyway, because I had a choice of different schools to send him to. And this school's motto is what made me choose the school is because they teach black, their whole school curriculum is all about African American history and black history. And my son is very interested in black history beyond slavery and things like that. So I felt like this would be a good school. And when I got there, it was just amazing. Like, all the walls were filled with African Americans and their achievements and their schools and the students who are all making, doing great things, in their student careers. And it was just awesome. And the one thing that I really noticed that I really admired and love about this school is there is a very strong presence of African American men that school. It's always a lot of female teachers. DJ doesn't have not one male teacher. However, he will get his teachers when he go on to the next grade. Right now, he's on the next grade, so his teachers are female. But he will get those male instructors. To see the male presence in the school, I noticed it because I also noticed a lot of mothers there without the fathers with their children. And so these kids today, they need that male figure, someone to look up to, because a lot of them don't have a male figure in the home. And they need to see that black men can become successful and can be teachers, instructors, coaches, and nurture the children. Like, I love that school. And another thing that they were telling me when I was there is they teach the whole child. A lot of the teachers have degrees in psychology, child psychology. So it's not just getting lessons, reading, writing, arithmetic, and all that stuff, but life lessons as well. And how to be a young black individual in today's America and learning about our culture and black excellence. Like, I love that school. The entire staff is black.
Oh, wow.
The entire staff. I love that school. I love it. I love it. I love it. And let me just say, I was worried about this COVID thing, but they got this COVID thing to the control at this school. They got new desks and chairs for the children with the borders, and they're so dope. They have a brand new hand washing station in the school. Like, it's in the hallway, so everyone has access to it. It has six buses, and there's hand sanitizer everywhere. There's even thermometers, the temperatures that give you hand sanitizer. Like, I felt very comfortable. My son felt very comfortable about going back to school, and I'm excited for him. He starts this Monday, and I'm excited for him to get back in the classroom and to learn some new shit, especially without a teacher, because he wasn't getting that in the last school. So this year, for the next 3 years, I'm feeling very confident that he's going to learn a lot, and especially learn a lot about himself and who his people are.
That is great. That is great. Because, they already got 1,500 cases down here in the schools.
But it's getting terrible. But, a lot of the schools, being that they are going back to in-person learning, they are given options. You don't have to do the in-person learning. You can still do virtual, or you can do a hybrid, means some days you're in class and some days you're in school. Right now, DJ is in school learning. But if the numbers get crazy and I get a little paranoid, because he's not old enough to receive a vaccine yet, so if I get a little paranoid or something like that, I might do a hybrid or just do virtual all over again. Although that's not what I want to do, but I want to keep him healthy. So I'm just going to play it by ear and see how the school year goes.
Yeah. All right. I hear you. I hear you. Man,
oh, yeah.
this show was good tonight.
This show was so good and very informative, and, you know, you putting people on. I've been saying this from day one, that you always look out for other people, which is why you're so successful. You're going to always get these blessings, because when you get your blessings, you share them. So
yeah, I do.
It's going to always come around to you, and I really appreciate you for that.
I make my picks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to really watch somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And if you see somebody grinding and they see somewhere they're not going and they complain about they're not going anywhere, that means you're going to give up too easily. I'm not going to choose that.
Right, right.
But I see you still happy in the grind and you're not going anywhere. Okay, let's see this. All you need is the extra push. Because I remember when I walked into her studio, feet down, one book.
Right.
She was like, what you got there? Next thing you know, I was on TV. And boom, next thing, here, 4 years later, she did the movie.
Right. Listen, everything happens for a reason. I don't even believe in coincidences. Everything happens for a reason. Like, I didn't think I was going to be on this show tonight, but I made it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that I made it, because, you know, some jewels was dropped, like I said, and, you know, I was catching them.
Yeah. And I'm glad your son got a good school to go to, because that's important, good school.
Absolutely. I hope that everything works out this year, and I think he's gonna do very well in this new school.
Yeah.
He's a little bummed out though, because they do have a football team, but he can't play football for the school until next year. So
okay.
He's a little bummed out about that. He's been playing football for 3 years, so he was a little excited about going back to football. But I think, like I told him, there's no such thing as coincidences. And being that the numbers are going up and he's not eligible for a vaccine, it's good that he's not playing right now.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. The kids are not eligible for the vaccine, so that does not stop it. You know what I mean?
They have a vaccine for children 12 to 16. DJ doesn't turn 12 until January 1st. He's a New Year's baby.
Oh, okay.
I was not happy about that, bro, when I had that New Year's baby, okay? I was not. I went for a regular old appointment just to check to see how he was growing. And they was like, well, how do you feel about a New Year's Eve baby? I said, no, I don't want a New Year's Eve baby. They said, well... They said, well, tell your husband to go home and get your bag because you're going to stay. I said, stay where? They was like, stay here. You're going to have the baby tonight. You're measuring too big. I was like, listen, I'm just fat. He and not fat is me. I said, I had something planned tonight. They said, well, what are you going to plan to do? You're pregnant. I said, exactly. I had a big smorgasbord of food I was going to eat. I had my honeymoon is ready to go. I was going to be lit for New Year's, me and all my food, my husband, and the honeymooners. Then
wow.
She said, no. I said, oh, ain't this something? And you know what happened while I was in the hospital having this baby? My other three kids had a New Year's Eve party behind my back.
Oh.
And I didn't find out about it until a year later.
Wow.
When they was discussing it, talking about, yeah, we had fun last year. You know what I mean? We can have a party again. I said, again? What do you mean again? And they all looking at each other all crazy. I said, y'all had a party in here while I was in the hospital? We just had a few people. A few people. Oh. So y'all was not concerned that your mother was in the hospital having a baby. They was like, no, we knew you was coming home soon. All they was worried about was having a little party while I wasn't home.
Mm.
he's a New Year's baby. So every New Year's, I don't celebrate. I don't go out and party and do all of that because it's his birthday. So we usually do the celebration, which is we have a Mommy and Me Day, a Mommy and Me Night, and, you know, DJ's dad, he's deceased. So I try to incorporate, you know, my husband into, like, in every little celebration that we do. And New Year's Eve is just, like, our thing. So I don't go out New Year's Eve. I stay home and bring in DJ's birthday with him. And sometimes I'll take other people's kids so they want to go out, and I'll do a birthday super with the DJ.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what I usually do on New Year's, at home, watching TV, getting fat.
Yeah, that's me.
And lying to myself. You know, with all these resolutions, like how I'm going to lose weight and how I'm going to do all that. Yeah, I sit there and I lie to myself about, you know, the stuff I ain't going to damn it do.
Yes, definitely. Well, I'm glad that today turned out okay, and I'm just happy. So
you always in a good mood.
I am. It started a little bummer when I got out from work. I was like, oh, man, because it was hot. But
when the show starts,
it's time to go. Oh, you missed the intros tonight to the soundtrack, the five songs we played.
Wow. When I came in, I caught the end part of the intro to the soundtrack, but I didn't get a chance to hear the music.
Yes.
I'm gonna go back and listen to the replay.
It's gonna be dope.
I always go back and listen to the replay. Let me tell y'all a little secret. Like when the show be over, right? And then the next day I will go and listen to the replay. You know why I listen to the replay?
Why?
Because I like my voice.
Girl, you crazy. I'll be listening to the replay, too. I ain't going to lie. If it's a really good show and I like it, I said, let me listen to this replay.
I really do. I don't even care if I stumble or mess up on some words or whatever. I just be like, you still sound cute, girl.
But that's the part about being uncensored and just, you know, enjoying instead of scripted. You know, it's okay to make mistakes.
Right. You're definitely going to make mistakes, especially when you're talking about something that you're really interested in. Sometimes you get tongue-tied because you like it. Sometimes my brain is moving faster than my mouth. So, you know. I'm human.
Yes, indeed.
So, yeah, it was a great show. Nice surprise.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so did all five songs play?
Huh?
Did you play all five songs tonight?
I didn't. I played.
Oh, okay.
Well, we did play five songs tonight, but not from the soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
We played the Fugees. Played Nipsey Hussle. We played Josh's Freestyle. Oh, my God. Girl, if you hear that, that's going to be fire. And then we played Lexi Pets' two songs. They fire, too.
Oh, you played Lexi songs? Oh, I got to go back and listen.
Definitely.
I have to go back and listen, definitely. Wow. Look at you putting actresses and actors on. Look, you're putting writers on, too, because, listen, I'm going to be writing out inbox with all my pictures and the links to my books. Like, listen, this is where you can find all of them at. I'll even send them to you for free.
She's going to make it happen.
Huh?
She's going to make it happen. Yep. She's going to make it happen. And I don't usually connect nobody with her because I don't want
to
be disappointed. No, it's not. I don't want to send nobody to her and then they disappoint. You know what I'm saying?
Look, I totally get it. That's just like, you know, you recommend somebody for a job, they get it. And then when they get the job, they fuck up, make you look bad.
Yeah. So I'm very careful about that. Plus, you got to be selfish with some things, too. Can't let everybody know everything.
Right. I absolutely agree. That's why, you know, we're going to be talking after this. We're going to be on a horn. So you could give me some beats too, because I know you got all the tea.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm excited for you. And yo, your movie has already won so many awards.
I know
that. And it hasn't even been shown to the masses yet.
Not yet, nope.
Wow, imagine what it's going to do once it gets shown to the masses and it's already won awards. So the people that are in the industry, they know that this movie, this film has won awards. So when it comes out, everyone's going to be looking forward to watching it. So it's like, you about to like blow up, bro. I'm glad I met you on the come up.
Hey, we're going together. We'll leave nobody behind.
Oh, you know what? I do have an idea that I'm working on that I'm going to. You know, I'm such an Aquarius. People tell me this all the time. They're like, oh, you're such an Aquarius. You're a dreamer. You have all these ideas and dreams.
Good.
Ideas, but you know, the difference is I actually complete them. I don't just have these ideas and these dreams and goals and just say, oh, I want to do, and then don't do them. So when I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it, I do it. So I have a new idea, and I was telling my daughter, and she was like, Mommy, you got too much going on. You want to do what? How you going to have time to do that? And you want to put your books in the movies? How you? I was saying, listen, I could do all of this. Everything that I'm saying, I can do it. So my new idea that I want to try on by November, because I'm a promoter, a social media promoter,
yes,
I know how to market, and I know exactly when to launch this type of business. So I'm thinking I'm going to launch it in like November, but I was thinking about an author's shop. Like,
ooh.
I was going to sell things in the author's shop. Like, I was going to do – I don't want to tell you what I was going to do. I'll tell you what we came on it here, because I want to buy still my ideas. People be stealing
my
ideas.
Yeah. You don't want to do that.
So I don't want to put it over the airwaves right now, but, bro, I'm going to tell you behind the scenes. But just know that I think it's going to be dope. And it is an author shop where you can get certain, you know, author items that authors love to have, you know. So
yes.
I'm thinking about doing that and launching it in November. And I found two people to help me. Actually, we had one on the show last week. We had a guest on the show last week named Kat. And Kat Harvin, she's going to help me with the business that I want to launch in November. So that's to be announced. But I got a little something in my bag coming.
Okay.
So just look out for, you know, a new shop. I'm not going to even say the name yet because I don't want nobody to say the name either, because I think the name is so clever and so dope. So I'm like, I ain't gonna even say the name yet until it's up and running and the website is up and everything. But I'm definitely working on it so it can be ready by November.
Sweet.
Keep your eyes out on social media for something from me.
We will do. But we're running out of time with the network.
Good.
I wanna thank Drip the Mike. I wanna thank my co-host. I wanna thank Arthur Sessions. I want to thank Lexi Tech, and I want to thank Ms. Andre Herr, actor, director, promoter, everything, author, for showing up and making this a wonderful show. The First Lady, Ms. Subliminal, and the CEO, AZ Plus, with that fire intro, too. Oh, my God, yes. Can't forget that. What a show. Welcome to the Author's Lounge. 646-378-0355. Press 1 to speak. And y'all have a blessed night.
Good night.
Brother like me, and I took them chances on you. I was fucking all them hoes in the street. You left and I'm feeling lonely. I've been sipping and I'm trying to get sober. I need about 3 Coronas. Girl, I can't even focus. Now I'm holding on to this bottle, still thinking about what I did. I know it ain't true. I gotta sip.